This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist has been assassinated. Mohsen Farikhzadeh was killed near Tehran Friday. The West has long suspected him of masterminding a secret nuclear bomb program. Iran's defense minister tweeted the assassination displayed, quote, the depth of enemies' hatred, end quote, towards the Islamic Republic. An Iranian military commander said Iran would strike back against the killers. The U.S. Pentagon declines comment on the killing. The British government is asking a healthcare regulatory agency to assess some issues that have arisen with testing for AstraZeneca's vaccine candidate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The health secretary for the UK is asking regulators to determine if the potential COVID vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University should be authorized for use because the highest success rates in their findings resulted from a dosing error. The vaccine was reported to be 90% effective when volunteers received a half dose and then a full dose, which was the mistake, and less effective with two full doses. The British government's ordered 100 million units of the vaccine, but some scientists are expressing concerns about gaps in the testing reporting. AstraZeneca plans to conduct a new global clinical trial, but says that shouldn't delay regulatory approval, at least not in Europe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Total coronavirus cases in Germany now number more than 1 million. This as Terminal C at Berlin's Tegel Airport has been refitted as a vaccination center starting mid-December. The airport closed for good in November. Germany hopes to ramp up its immunization drive in the first quarter of 2021 and is already laying the groundwork for hubs across the country. This is VOA News.